All right, guys, we're here. It's time to do this. We're bumping that Mink Slide. Ladies and gentlemen, we're bumping that Mink Slide. Funk on wheels. Y'all better listen to it on Spotify. Hit that Spotify link to get the Mink Slide EP. But we're here right now on Tariq Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We have a lot of stuff to talk about on today's broadcast. We're talking about Killer Kyle. I need everybody to hit that thumbs up button. I need you to hit that like button, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, I gotta bump this a little bit. Gotta bump this and ride with this for a little second. Hold on. Come on. Anyway, y'all, look, we gotta get into this trial thing, man. This thing is a mess. This trial with Killer Kyle Rittenhouse is a farce. The stuff that's being allowed with this trial is just so damn ridiculous. We'll get into it, ladies and gentlemen, but we got to get deep into it. I might even take some phone calls from the family. Let me know how y'all feel about this damn clown show that's going on with this trial, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is a mess. But look, let us take a quick commercial break. We'll take a real quick commercial break, man. Y'all don't move a muscle. We will be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Listen, are you ashy as hell? Do you have dry, parched skin? Does your elbows look like elephant knees? If so, you want to get your skin from crusty to lovely, go to ashkicking.com to get all the lotions, lubricants, and body butters that you need to get your skin in order. They got all types of health and beauty products, everything you need. They got incense, things to make your house smell good, things to make you smell good. So again, go to ashkicking.com. Again, that's ashkicking.com.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
Check out the brand new album release by MC artist Robbie Blue, and his album is called Chapter 6, Birth of a Nation. It's available right now on all streaming platforms. His first single, which is what you're listening to now, is called Exodus, featuring Roxy Reese. And again, you can get this streaming album on all streaming platforms right now, and you can also listen to it on YouTube right now. Robbie Blue, Chapter 6, Birth of a Nation.
What if you could write everything down in one book and send it to your younger self of the past? What would you say in it? Would you tell them to pace theirself or brace theirself? To prevent any paradoxical anomalies, we here at BlackKnowledge.online have considered all the variables, placing the most important in the green book of Black Knowledge. Everything your successful self of the future would tell you right now, all in one book. From ancient magi-like practices to health, financial wealth, and esoteric historical patterns. Support the Green Book of Black Knowledge campaign on Indiegogo and pre-order on blackknowledge.online. That's blackknowledge.online.
Do you need a professional and entertaining DJ and MC for your next event? Do you need the latest reggae apparel? Book DJ Black Gandhi for your next occasion. Former full-time Club Med DJ with over 10 years experience at a variety of events such as weddings, corporate events, restaurants, etc. He can bring you what you need as far as your music game. He also provides authentic reggae apparel and merchandise, waistbands, jewelries, hoodies, dresses, everything you need. He represents Rasta culture right. Check out Real DJ Black Gandhi on Facebook and Instagram, and also follow him at DJ Black Gandhi merch.myshopify.com. Our children are influenced by many things in this world, and music is one of them. If you're worried about your children listening to music that promotes sex, drugs, and violence, then introduce them to Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is an award-winning program that combines hip-hop and cartoons to teach children math, science, and language arts, and much, much more. Gifted and Lit also has an amazing new home workout program called Gifted and Fit. This program combines social, emotional, learning, and physical fitness to help families get in shape together. Order right now and use the coupon code Tariq to save 10% off on your next order. Go to giftedandlit.com right now and join the movement.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the incredible, to the legendary Tariq Nasheed. On Tariq Radio.
Please wear your mask.
Oh, snap. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. Glad to have everybody tuning in to the broadcast. I am your host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have you here. By the way, my new book, Foundational Black American Race Baiter. You can get the pre-order now. The pre-order sold out a few days ago, like 30 minutes after we made the announcement, but they've been restocked up, so you can make your pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now. If you're watching me live, you can hit the link right below in the comment, not in the comment section, but in the profile section. You can hit that link and get your copy pre-ordered of the book right now. We're still trying to get something going on where we send some signed autograph copies ahead of the release date. We're still waiting on them to send the books into to our warehouse. But for the time being, if you just want a regular copy of the book, you can go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The book is already on the bestsellers list, and it's going to be a huge seller. It's going to be game-changing. It's a very, very good book, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to thank everybody who got the pre-order copies of the book already. Well, you didn't get the copy, but who made the pre-orders already, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to all my people in Georgia, Florida. We're going to be in Georgia and Florida and New York next week. We're filming the new documentary joint about the Maroons and the Seminoles. So we're going to be in Savannah, Georgia. We're going to be in Florida all next week, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys have any more recommendations of people we should have in the film, y'all holler at me or holler at them. We're still looking for some other scholars to be in the film. Where is Dr. Clyde Winters? I've been looking for this brother. I know he's in Chicago. I want to have Dr. Clyde Winters in. He's very thorough, and I cannot find any contact information on this brother. So if anybody knows how to get in touch with Dr. Clyde Winters, he's very thorough on the knowledge of Black aboriginals and people like that. I can't find any contact information on him. So there's a few people that I want to get. I would like to get, because we're going to be talking about the Gullah Geechees, Brother Kwame Brown. I would like to get him. I don't have any contact information on that brother. I would like to talk to him while we're down in Georgia about the Gullah Geechee culture. So there are some people that it's hard to get in touch with them. But anyway, but I digress. If y'all can kind of reach out to some of those people and find out how to get contact information on them, that would be great. Tony Browder, I left him a message the other day. I'm going to call him back. But we got some heavyweights in this already, but it's going to be very thorough. So we're doing the first round of filming next week, and we're going to be filming more, but we're going to do the first round of filming next week. But anyway, I digress. But we got to get into this phony baloney trial that's going on. The baloney people are being phony. This Kyle Rittenhouse trial is a white supremacist performative art piece. The stuff that's being allowed in this trial, and the trial is wrapping up right now, but some of the stuff that's going on in this trial is just so ridiculous. It's so nonsensical. A lot of people are just looking at this thing as a travesty of justice already, and the verdict has not even come in yet. The sentencing has not come in yet. Nothing. Nothing has come in. Just the way that the system of white supremacy is obviously on display to help Kyle Rittenhouse after this man committed murders. The judge in this case is so damn biased. His bias is so blatant at this point. It's literally making a mockery of the justice system. I mean, he's wiping his ass with the judicial system for somebody. The man, it's just beyond bias at this point. The judge is now acting as the damn defense attorney for Kyle Rittenhouse at this point. It's way beyond bias. He was biased at the beginning of the trial. He's damn Kyle Rittenhouse's defense attorney at this point. He's acting as the defense for Kyle Rittenhouse. This is a travesty. And guess what? I'm cool with it, because this shows us that the system is so rotten to the core, you can't have any faith in it. I like what's going on. I like the fact that this is just so damn blatant. So now we can stop hanging our hat, wishing and hoping that there's some kind of moral fiber that these people will see. No, they're just letting you know this is a white supremacist system. We're going to maintain white supremacy at all costs. Somebody in the room said, this is not our fight. Nigga, if you don't stop. And most likely you are a white supremacist saying that. That's another trick. These white supremacists are acting like black folks, talking about this is white on white crime. This is just some white people acting a fool. This ain't got nothing to do with us. This has everything to do with us. Don't let these white supremacists run this game on you. This trial has everything to do with us. This trial has everything to do with black people. Don't let these folks fool you just because it was two white people who got shot. Kyle Rittenhouse was hoping to ambush some black people out there. Rittenhouse was hoping to ambush black people. That's why he was out there. There was black people protesting the shooting of Jacob Blake. Kyle Rittenhouse was clicked in with white supremacist groups, and his objective was to go out there to ambush some black people. That was his objective. He was out there with them white supremacist groups, the Boogaloo Boys and the Proud Boys. And as we know, these people work with law enforcement, and they de facto deputize Kyle Rittenhouse and the other white supremacists, because during these protests, especially we saw in Minnesota, we saw actual law enforcement police officers in unmarked vans going around shooting people with rubber bullets. Now, we just saw them with the rubber bullets. Trust and believe, they were most likely shooting live rounds at other people that they just didn't film. But there's video in Minnesota of police officers rolling around in unmarked cars shooting people. One brother shot back, and then they attacked this brother. He went to court and they had to throw it out. So what these race soldiers do in law enforcement, they'll deputize some of the Boogaloo Boys or the Proud Boys, some of their little white supremacist militia groups who's not on the books, and they'll have them do the dirty work for them, and police will just turn a blind eye. They just act like they don't see nothing. Just like with Kyle. Kyle is running around with that gun, giving hand signals. When he shot people, police didn't really do anything to him. Police didn't touch him. They actually let him get away. He was running towards the cops, and people were asking the police, hey, why'd you let this guy go? You saw him running with a gun, and the cops were white-splaining. Well, we didn't know. We heard gunshots, and we wanted to go to where the gunshots were. They were white-splaining like crazy. Boy, these white supremacists are on code. But understand, Kyle Rittenhouse was hoping to get his ambush on to catch some black folks slipping. Out there, during those protests, and I put up a bunch of video last year, and I'm going to play some of it right now. This is why I died. You know, let's be clear. I was one of the first people to even identify who Kyle Rittenhouse was last year, because the media, when the people got shot, the media knew who he was, but they were keeping his name quiet. I was the first person who put his name out there. I've been on this thing heavy. And this is why when certain incidents happen like this, it's important to gather all the intel and document it early. So when people start trying to erase stuff, you'll have the receipts. This suspected white supremacist judge, a lot of the prior stuff, the judge wouldn't even let get into the courtroom. This shows how biased the judge was to protect Kyle Rittenhouse. But let me show you a video. Let me go back to my, and hopefully you guys can hear the audio. Let me blow this up a little bit. Hold on. Let me see if I can make it big. Oh, that's too big. Hold on. Because I want y'all to listen to some of this stuff. Let me turn my music off. Because Kyle Rittenhouse was running around doing all that fake medical stuff. Hey, you guys need some medical help? And this guy has no medical training. He basically admitted that. That was him trying to get an angle in to ambush some people. So he was walking up on black folks talking about, hey, you need medical help? And some black people recognized him like, hey, man, you were pointing a gun at us earlier trying to make us get out of the car. Man, get out of here with that bullshit. So there were some black people who called him out during this whole incident right before the murders. I want y'all, hopefully you can hear the audio here pretty good. Hold on. Okay, did y'all catch that? Wait. Did y'all catch that? The brother was like, hey, man, I remember you. You had a gun pointed at us telling us to get out the car. Man, get out of here, dude. You can bounce, bro. The brothers called him out. He got called out. He was out here trying to ambush brothers. And that's what led up to the altercation with him and the other white guys. That's the thing that led up to the altercation. Those white dudes were trying to stop him from going out here to trying to ambush black folks. It was the white people trying to stop him, and the white people got shot because the black people saw what he was trying to do. They saw what he was trying to do. You understand? And then he's all out here throwing up the white supremacist hand signal with the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys and all this stuff. Well, he was white and proud with all of his stuff. They were hella on code with this guy. Yeah, they're not showing that in court. Boy, this judge has sat up here and treated Kyle Rittenhouse like Kyle Rittenhouse is his grandson. But understand why this case is important to the system of white supremacy. This case is important because they have to teach the next generation, the new generation coming up, the importance of maintaining white supremacist domination. Part of white supremacy is giving benefits and privileges to those classified as white that black people are not supposed to get. People keep pointing out, man, if this was a black person, none of this stuff would have went down. White people know this. This is why they're so blatant with it. We keep pointing it out as if they're going to change. They know this. This is why they're doing it. They know that a black person could get away with none of this stuff. And that's the sweet part of being a part of white supremacist society. You get to get away with stuff that black people can't get away with. You get a certain level of immunity from the law. That's the glue that holds white supremacy together. You get benefits and privileges based on your whiteness. But you have to be on the code of white supremacy. You can't be out here helping niggers. This is the lesson that's being given. Don't let these people fool you talking about this ain't got nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with us, because what they want to do is set a precedent. Because see, if they let this guy walk, they want to give a green light to take the Zimmerman game to another level. You don't have to wait until some black kid is just walking in the dark. You can just roll up on a black person at any given moment and start bussing on them and say, hey, I feared for my life. I don't have to be a cop. I can just be a civilian and roll up on any black person and say, I felt threatened, and I can start bussing. This is the precedent that they want to set. You understand? But we better also understand that precedents can go both ways. You got every right to defend yourself from a white supremacist terrorist by all means. But as far as this judge, he should have been kicked off this case a long time ago. The judge sat up here talking about the people Kyle murdered cannot be referred to as victims, but all the other people, including the people murdered, they can be referred to as looters and all of this other stuff. He sat up here and said that you cannot point out the fact that Kyle Rittenhouse was connected with these white supremacist groups. The judge ruled you can't point out that Kyle was buddy-buddy with the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys. He's all taking pictures with them, throwing up the white supremacist hand signal. The judge said you can't show that either. And everybody's scratching their head. Don't scratch your head. It's called white supremacy. It's nothing to be confused about. I'm not confused at all. This is called white supremacy. Nothing to be confused about. This judge is throwing it all out on the line. The judge is like, hey, I'm about to be out of here. I've been doing this shit for years. I'm going to take one for the team. I'm just going all in. The judge also said that video showing Kyle driving past some protest. This is a prior video. Him driving past some people allegedly shoplifting, some black folks, and Kyle driving by talking about, I wish I had my AK. I would have done this, this, and that. I wish I had my gun. So there's video prior to this incident of him murdering people of Kyle driving past protesters and people who he assumed are shoplifting, talking about he wish he had his gun so he can pick them off. The judge said, you can't use that video in court. You understand? This shows how illegitimate this whole system is. This is why we shouldn't go along with the BS. This is a good thing because it's showing you how rotten to the core the system of white supremacy is. So we'll stop playing this game. See, if they put it all in your face, maybe we'll stop playing games and we wake up and we start saying, hey, we need to replace this system with a system of justice. But family, they put Kyle Rittenhouse on the stand and this nigga started doing all this fake ass crying. Family, this became a clown show. And they're sitting up here coddling this dude. Let me play the clip of this dude on the stand doing all of this fake ass crying. He was trying to force a tear out of his eye. The tear never came. Oh my God, guys, this is comedy. You couldn't write comedy like this. You can't write comedy like this. Let me play this. Hold on 1 second. Let me play this. This is y'all boy. This is Kyle. Listen to this.
Mr. Rosenbaum was now running from my right side, and I was cornered from in front of me with Mr. Zeminski, and there were
man. Man. Dude. This is a circus. This is a circus performance. This dude, not one tear. this should have been thrown out right here. This clown show, this is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen. This is the most horrible acting I've ever seen in my life. This is the most horrible shit I've ever seen in my life, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Man, dude, man. Oh, goodness, guys. This is a clown show at this point. And I want y'all to notice something, guys. Notice how he kept cutting his eyes to the jury to see if they were buying his bullshit. He kept cutting his eyes over to the jury. Let me pause it where he kept cutting his eyes over to the judge. Hold on. He cut his eyes to the jury. And then he cut his eyes over to the judge to see if they were buying his horse shit. Hold on. I got it with the audio down a little bit. Hold on. Oh, God, this nigga's so fake. Oh, he's trying his best to make a tear come out. He can't make a tear come out for nothing. He's squeezing his eyes tight. Hopefully a tear come out. Nothing. Look. He's looking at the jury like, are y'all buying this bullshit? I'm trying hard, people. I'm really working hard to sell this shit. Are you buying any of it? Please tell me you're buying some of my bullshit. Hold on. Then he cut his eyes over to the judge, and the judge is all fake-ass judges down with it. Oh, look. Are you buying it too, Grandpa? The judge is Gramps now. The judge is Grandpa. Gramps, are you buying the bullshit too? Oh, my God. This is a farce, man. Oh, God, this is a complete damn farce that they allowed to go on in court. This is ridiculous. The fact that the judge is allowing this nonsense and the media is kind of going along with it. Kyle Rittenhouse broke down in court. This nigga didn't break down. This fake-ass acting. And also they had his mama. She was in there doing all that fake-ass crying, too. And let me show you where his mama was doing all the fake crying. And she broke character for a second. The mama broke character for a second. And when she realized the cameras were on her, she got back in character. Look at this. Let me break down. This is his fake-ass mama. And let me tell you something. If a black person, a black teen, was out here shooting people and it was a gun that his mama gave him, trust and believe the mama would be in court on trial too. The mama wouldn't be in the damn audience fake crying. But look at this fake ass mama. Look at her. Oh, why? She gonna start like she starts laughing. She breaks character. Then they realize the camera's on her. Okay. Oop. The camera's looking. Hey. The camera's watching. Okay. Look. Here she go. Oh, she's back with the fake crying. Oh my God, this is a clown show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a complete clown show. This judge is so prejudicial and biased to allow this stuff to go on in this courtroom. This is white supremacy in all of its damn glory, to let all this nonsense go on. Now, with the judge is all screaming at the prosecutors. The judge is all showing out. He made the jury leave because in one part of the cross-examination, the prosecution brought up the fact that Kyle wanted to shoot at some protesters. And boy, they almost called a mistrial for him bringing that up. And the judge is all yelling at him. Let me play that clip. Let me find that clip real quickly and play that, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Let me give y'all this. Hold on. Yeah, this thing is all over the place, man. Hold on, let me make it smaller. But yeah, listen, this is the cross-examination of Kyle Rittenhouse. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me put the, hold on. Here we go.
Correct. You'd agree with me that you can't use deadly force to stop someone from lighting some traffic cones in the middle of the street on fire. Correct?
Correct.
So you understand that there's a difference between using deadly force to protect yourself and using it to protect property. Correct?
Yes.
And you'd agree with me that you're not allowed to use deadly force to protect property. Correct?
Yes.
But yet you have previously indicated that you wished you had your AR-15 to protect someone's property. Correct?
Now, these are Kyle's own words. All the prosecutor did was bring up Kyle's own words, but the judge, boy, they had a fit when he said that, because there's video of Kyle talking about how he wanted to shoot niggas. There's video of it. There's actually video of Kyle beating up a damn girl. This dude has a pattern of violence. They didn't allow, I don't think they allowed none of that stuff in court. They've been protecting this damn suspected white supremacist from day one. And the fact that the prosecution brought up Kyle's own words, they threw a hissy fit. Hold on. Hell of, God damn it. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. I don't want to show this. Hold on. No damn ads. Hold on. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Some ads popped up. Hold on. Here's this suspected white supremacist judge. Here he goes. Okay. Where's it?
Next time it happens, I'll be asking for a mistrial with prejudice. He's an
First of all, Your Honor, this was the subject of a motion. I'm well aware of that. And the court left the door open.
This for me, not for you.
My understanding of
you should have come and asked. For reconsideration, you did on the one motion, and in fact, I granted your motion for reconsideration.
That was not a motion.
I granted.
We did not move
that
to reconsider.
That was their motion.
We have not filed any motions to reconsider in this case.
That was their motion for reconsideration, which I denied. But I said I denied it, or I indicated a bias towards denial is what I did. Held it open with a bias toward denial. Why would you think that that made it okay for you without any advance notice to bring this matter before the jury? I was astonished when you began your examination by commenting on the defendant's post-arrest silence. That's basic law. It's been basic law in this country for 40 years, 50 years.
He's showing out.
I had no idea why you would do something like that. And it gives, I'll leave it at that.
He's showing out. This judge is showing out. He's being all extra. He's showing out. He's gloviating. He's white-splaining. This is the damn. The judge is the defense attorney for Kyle Rittenhouse at this point, dude. Hold on.
May I respond?
Yes.
We filed another ex motion on this exact issue because, in my mind, and I argued this, it is identical to what was going on the night of August 25th, in the sense that the defendant was using this exact same weapon. He was using it in a manner to try and protect property.
No, he wasn't.
Your Honor, with all due respect,
I'm not going to rehash the motion. That's absolutely untrue. Your arguments of record, my comments are of record, and why I ruled as I did is of record. There's nothing that I heard in this trial to suggest anything's changed. Even if you're correct in your assumption that you know more than I did at the time, you should have come to the court and say, I want to go into this. Why you would think that you could go into it without any advance notice to the court, I don't understand that. And as the defense is pointing out, you're an experienced trial lawyer. And this should
Your Honor,
the whole narrative was about Kyle going out here to protect property. That was their whole narrative, that Kyle was out here trying to protect property and he was going to shoot people to protect property. Now they're saying that ain't it. So they're just doing a whole bunch of I'm white and I say so. But I want y'all to catch another part here with the judge. There's another part here with the judge when the judge said Kyle Rittenhouse saying in a video that he wanted to shoot people ain't got nothing to do with him actually going out here shooting people. You see, listen to this judge. And also, I want you to see something. The judge almost calls the people thugs, but he catches himself. I want y'all to hear this. The judge almost uses the word thug, but he catches himself before he does it. Listen to this. Hold on.
I said at the time that I made my ruling, and I'll repeat again now for you, I see no similarity between talking about wishing you had your AR gun, which you don't have, so that you could take fire rounds at these thought to be shoplifters.
Oh.
The defendant was lying in wait to shoot at somebody or reflecting upon the shooting for a vast amount of time.
Man,
every one of the incidents involves
but this is I'm white and I say so on steroids. Let me play that again. He called himself. He was about to say thugs. The judge was about to say thugs, but he caught himself. He was about to say thugs. Some people said he actually said thugs. Hold on. Let me play that again. Hold on. Hold on.
In your case that suggests the defendant was lying in wait to shoot, thought to be shoplifters, shot fire rounds at these, thought to be shoplifters, shot fire rounds at these, thought to be shoplifters.
He cleaned that up. Boy, the judge cleaned that up real quick. Well, fire rounds at these ought to be shoplifters. Yeah, just because he said he wanted to fire rounds at these ought-to-be shoplifters, some people said he actually said it, but he cleaned it up a little bit. Boy, this judge is on the take. Yeah, it's not like he wanted to shoot at these nimcompoops, Dude, this is a clown show in every sense of the word. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love when these white supremacists are being who they are. They're not trying to hide it. They're not even trying to hide it. The fact that the judge is protecting Kyle Rittenhouse at every turn. Boy, this judge is on the take. Also, the judge, somebody saw that the judge phone rang and it was the same song that Donald Trump uses to come out during his speeches. So they're saying that this judge is such an alt-right sympathizer. And that's how the system of white supremacy works, man. That's what it is. These folks are hella on code with each other. I want y'all to notice something. And all, the right wing and the left wing media, they're all the same. It's the same thing. There's no right, there's no left. They're all the same. Notice how whenever they talk about any type of racial incident, they always have, especially anything involving anti-black racism, they always have to attach some other form of bigotry to it so that they can minimize the anti-black angle. Case in point, in this situation here, look at this article here. A hockey player, hold on, let me just bring it up like this. Come on, thing. Danvers High boys hockey team held racist and homophobic rituals. All right, let me go to this. Notice they always have to report stories like this. Whenever you see a story about anti-black racism, they always have to say it's racist and anti-Semitic. It's racist and homophobic. It's racist and misogynistic. Every single story that comes out has this same type of narrative. Almost everyone at this point. And that's by design. This is how the white supremacists get on code. Remember when that football coach, that athletic coach, I forgot what his name was, when he got caught making anti-black comments about black coaches, talking about their lips and all that. They kept mixing it up with the word misogyny. Well, the coach had racist and misogynistic emails that were exposed. He had racist and misogynistic. So when they do that, once they minimize the racial aspect, the anti-black aspect of it, they can eventually erase the anti-black aspect of it, which is what they're trying to do. This is a tactic of white supremacists getting on code. John Gruden. Because look at this article here with John Gruden. Look at this article here. Hold on. Where we at? Right here. Look at how this was reported. Look at this. Hold on. They're talking about the Raiders. Hold on. Look at how they reported this now. This is how on code they got on. The Raiders timeline. Off-code incidents this season. John Gruden resigns, used misogynistic and anti-gay language in emails. They don't talk about the anti-black racism at all now. Now they don't talk about the racism at all. They completely erased it. They conflated it with other stuff to minimize it, then they erased it. See how they're reporting it now? But then they start bringing up some black players. They start deflecting. Well, this one black player had felony charges from a car crash, and another black player made death threats. So now they've erased the anti-black racism, and then they've elevated some black folks so that you can put the focus on them now. This is how on code these people are. They stay on code. These people are majorly on code with each other. That's why we got to be on code. We got to stop going for the nonsense. Whenever they start doing certain slick things within the media, we got to stop jumping on the bandwagon with the white supremacist. We got to cut that out. And co-signing their stuff. Like a lot of the stuff that they did with the R. Kelly trial, even though R. Kelly did some foul shit, you don't go along with what the white supremacists are doing when they're trying to use the Mann Act and all that, standing with them like, yeah, you better get him. That doesn't work for you because that becomes non-justice. And if you co-sign non-justice, even though the person did something foul, the non-justice is going to circle back on you. You don't co-sign any non-justice. I don't give a damn who the defendant is. If somebody did some foul, you try them for the foul thing they did. Don't start adding all of this other stuff in it that's going to circle back and get all of us as a group. And don't you Negroes co-sign that nonsense. You understand? These folks get on code majorly with each other. The game is real out here. And black folks sitting up here thinking they're going to get some kind of buffer class deal with all these white supremacists, that's not going to work. Ain't no buffer class going on. And when we see how blatant these people are getting with their anti-black racism, that should make us get on code and say, hey, this whole system is corrupt and we need to replace this system with a system of justice now. Because this system doesn't work. Now listen, speaking of systems that don't work, we know that the Democrats is they're trying to use all their tricks to get us on board. As we see, the people like Kamala Harris, these people are just floating in the water. They have no stock. They have nothing going on right now. They're talking about how Kamala Harris's approval rating is at an all-time low. Look at this. Kamala Harris's approval rating is worse than Dick Cheney's polls find. Now that Kamala Harris's polls and her approval rating and her support is in the tank right now, I want y'all to notice something. Now, when she won and everybody was gloating over her, oh, she was the first Asian American and black. They minimized the black. She was the first Indian American and black. Then they start erasing the black in some cases. They start just saying, hey, she was an Indian, the first. This is a win for Indian Americans. This is a win for Asian Americans. Asian Americans are making strides with Kamala Harris. Now that her approval rating is in the garbage, all of a sudden, look at this, less than a year into the Biden administration's tenure, the first black woman to hold the second highest office is less than popular than a predecessor. So now she's a nigga now. She's a full nigga now. Now they're saying she's just black. It ain't no black and Indian. Now when it's something negative, ain't black and Indian. It ain't black and Asian. It ain't black and exotic. It ain't black and Jamaican. It ain't black and immigrant. She's just black now. Now that her shit is all negative, y'all want to dump her on us. Keep her. Don't put her on us. Hold your own nuts. Do not give her to us. Don't put her on us. She's Jamaican, remember? She's East Indian, remember? She's Asian American, remember? Take her back. Don't give us your trash. No, thank you. No, thank you. Don't give us your goddamn trash. We don't want it. We don't want it. Take it back. They love dumping their trash on us. No, thank you. We don't want it at all. All that people of color and minority, nah, 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 nah. Take her back where you got her from. Everybody hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, ladies and gentlemen. But family, we got to be hella on code. This is an opportunity. See, these white supremacists are on code against us, and we have to be on code about our empowerment. They keep dangling this intersectionality carrot to us, and they want us to accept intersectionality and all of this stuff as long as we are in a subservient position. In order for black people to kind of be amalgamated within their society, we have to be in an oppressed, subservient role. And they want us to not only be in this position with white people, they want us to be subservient to Asians, Hispanics, and everybody else. We ain't going for that. Family, did y'all see this thing that Disney had? Disney had a short. And boy, let me play this thing for you guys. And I'm going to have the volume down because I don't want to get a copyright strike because of the music. We'll just slow walk it with the volume down because it's basically just music playing. There's no dialogue in it. But I want y'all to watch this thing that Disney did. It's called Stepdad. This is Disney. And Disney, it's so much tomfoolery going on with Disney, by the way. But I want y'all to see this thing. Let me find it, and I'm looking for it real quickly. This Disney short called Stepdad. Hold on. Let me pump it up real quick. Hold on. Oh God. Guys, just hold on to your horses. Hold on. All right. This is something called the Stepdad, okay? We're going to slow walk this thing, guys. This is something from Disney. This is a Disney short. Okay, guys. Now look at this. This is a black man. They got a black man who's going to be a stepdad to some Asian kids. It's an Asian woman. He's getting with an Asian woman, and he's the stepdad to the Asian kids. Hold on. Now they're showing this in just hold on. Look, hold on. Oh, I got the music down. It's just music playing. Okay. Disney presents the stepdad. Okay. Okay, so they're showing the Asian woman with her Asian kids. The black dad comes through. All right, Asian woman gives her a little peck. Hey, Asian kids. And they got the Asian kids looking a little darker so that the impression is that they're probably Filipino or Cambodian. In Asian society, they still have a hierarchy of Asianness going on. They have what they consider the Negroes of Asia. So they got the kids looking a little bit darker. Not like they're Japanese or Chinese or whatever, but okay. So here's the stepdad. Now notice something. Look, here's something to notice in this thing. Yeah, they kind of got him looking like LeBron, don't they? They kind of have him looking like LeBron. And notice he's doing all types of kitchen work. He's almost acting like the help. Notice that he's doing a bunch of chores in the house. He's not sitting around like a normal dad who just kind of sits around and lounges while the wife is doing everything. They got this nigga doing dishes. He's almost like a butler. Look at him. They got him doing dishes. They're showing the real dad. Okay, she's reading to the kids. He's an outsider. They got him looking like an outsider. Why they got this nigga looking like LeBron? Just look at it. he's kind of bucking his eyes a little bit. They kind of low-key got him bucking his eyes a little bit. Hold on. Well, he's out here making a snowman and, you know. All right. Okay, so they... They got him look like, is he making butter biscuits? They always got this nigga. She's lounging over here. They got him look like he done made some butter biscuits. I don't know what this is. They got some butter biscuits up there. They got him bucking his eyes, literally bucking his eyes with some butter biscuits. Dude, you can't make stuff like this up. Boy, the eyes are bucking with some butter biscuits on the table. Okay. Here we go. So he's helping him with the homework and, oh God, this is too much. Hold on. So they're on FaceTime with the black family. Okay. So he's walking around the house doing laundry. Hold on. Wait. Look at this. Hold on. They got this nigga doing chores. He's out here with a laundry basket. So they got him acting like a butler through the whole thing. He gives the woman one little peck. He gives her one kiss. So there's no type of intimate chemistry with the woman at all. I want y'all to notice that. There's no intimate chemistry with the woman. Hold on. Okay. So here he go. They got him. He's going to make a gingerbread house. They got this nigga cooking. He's baking gingerbread, and he done made a gingerbread house. He done made a gingerbread house for the kids. This nigga's just doing, they got him doing chores in the whole thing. Okay, so watch this part. So now he done broke the gingerbread house. Now the kids are looking at him like, oh, this dirty nigga, and they run off. Oh no. I's a young black man, I's no longer bound. Now he's sad because he's been disappointed the kids. Oh, Lord. Now this nigga drinking some milk. Oh, I need some milk, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, this is amazing. So now he's sitting up here in the dark. Now, this is the part that kills me. Why is this nigga sleeping on the sofa? He's supposed to be with the woman. They got the nigga sleeping on the sofa, guys. Why is this nigga sleeping on the sofa? So they have him in an asexual relationship with the damn Asian woman. He's sleeping on the sofa, so they're not showing any type of intimacy with the Asian woman at all. So they got the nigga sleeping on the sofa. He didn't got in some good trouble, so he rebuilt the gingerbread house and put some lights in it because he got in some good trouble. Oh, Lord. All right, so he done sprinkled it with a little, some salt or some sugar. Thank you, big nigga. I love you, big old Negro. Ooh, look at all the magic here. Ooh, Lord Jesus. They got this man bucking his eyes. Oh, God. So this is the message that they're sending, guys. Oh, God. So, family, they won't show a black man and a black woman. They will not show a black nuclear family for the life of them. A black nuclear family is kryptonite, ladies and gentlemen. God forbid they show a black man and a black woman raising some black kids. God forbid. You will never see, they will not show a black man and a woman together. If you see a black couple, it's a black LGBT couple. It's a black man with another black man or black woman with another black woman. They're not going to show two black heterosexual people raising two biological children. That's like kryptonite to the white supremacists and the white supremacist hierarchy. This is why we have to control our own media, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, again, we're working right now on getting our own streaming service. That's going to happen. So when we put out this new movie, we're going to have our own streaming service and family. We need everybody to get involved with signing up for it so that we can have regular content and animation as well. We're going to do some animation projects as well, because we really got to get this propaganda away from our children. Our children has to have, they have to have counter propaganda to see images of themselves in a strong, positive, powerful manner, showing this black man as a simp for an Asian woman. Boy, the message that shows a black kid. There's a reason they direct this type of nonsense towards children. What message do you think a black child is going to get to see a black man up here playing a simp role to an Asian family? He's running around here doing dishes, baking butter biscuits, literally baking some fucking butter biscuits, doing laundry, acting like a damn simp butler for another race of people. My God, family, we're going to do better. We have to understand propaganda and warfare when we see it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Let me get up out of here. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget to go pre-order the new book, ladies and gentlemen. Pre-order the new book, Foundation of Black American Race Beta. Pre-order it right now. Click the link below on Amazon, or you can go to Barnes & Noble's, ladies and gentlemen. And I will holler at you this Sunday. Y'all be good.